welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are at episode 407 of my show and number 7 of Operation Overdrive. Today, we're watching the episode At All Cost, and we are going to get this started here in 3, 2, 1, go! At All Cost was the 7th episode of Power Rangers Operation Overdrive. It first aired on April 2nd, 2007, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by Jonathan... Oh, here we go again. Broff? Running on the golf cart, nice. Or golf course, sorry.
Wanna get out of your cart and jog along with us?
I do many things around the Hartford estate. Jogging is not one of them.
I'm gonna pick it up coming in. Anyone care to join me?
No.
Do I look like
okay,
I enjoy
I'm sorry.
Got it.
Of all these people, Dex should be one of the ones up front since, you know, stunt acting and stuff. Oh, I think this is going to be a Ronnie episode.
Sorry, I had to start to tie my shoe. Besides, I thought you'd be further ahead. After all, you're the one with enhanced super speed.
I don't need that to beat you.
Wow, talk about your competition. Where'd she get her third wind?
Hey, what kept you guys? I'm on my second game already. Ooh, you're all sweaty.
Good point. No, but anyway, Dax has to keep in pretty good shape for the stunt work he supposedly does. Take the red one.
Five,
the red one.
Two, three, four, five. A car. Yes, yes, yes. I win a convertible. I'm on a
Armageddon. If you can't pronounce it, how do you expect to drive it?
He can't drive it. It's plastic and an inch long.
Yes, and it's mine. All mine.
Quit the yakking. Come on, let's roll the dice. My turn.
This is a real game.
5, 6, 7. Destiny card.
They play games in their uniforms. Uh-oh.
No. Good, game's over.
Is winning that important to you?
Yeah. Winning is what winners do. Where's your competitive spirit?
I usually check it at the door when I'm with my friends.
Game time's over. Anyone interested in testing out the new blaster besides Mac?
Ooh, what do we got?
Check it out.
Oh, I've seen this.
Count me out.
They need a vest for this, don't they?
Zord motherboards.
Nap time, beauty rest. What? Works.
Sorry. I'm taking some me time to get over the loss of my car.
Really? Come on.
Oh, yeah. This baby will be so mine.
Oh, I like that scene transition. That was cool.
Are you sure you don't want me to fire the blaster first? I can handle a blaster better than anyone else.
I'm sure, Ronnie, but I can appreciate the confidence and enthusiasm. Mac will use the blaster first. Anytime you're ready, son.
Okay.
But Mr. Hartford, I have come first in every single...
Ow! What happened? For a blast that sends you flying, that sounded pretty.
It's got quite a kick.
I'm sure it's nothing I can't handle.
Now that sounded like a big blast.
Apparently, even in Ranger mode, the drill blaster's too strong.
I could get used to it.
Blew you across the room, Ronnie. Harford Industries is developing the stabilizing shield. We'll neutralize the kick in the drill blaster by...
Oh, there you go.
Only I can find something with enough energy to power it.
So, is that symbol supposed to be for Operation Overdrive or Hartford Industries?
Yes, yes. A good fight, but we'll see how really tough you are. Get him!
Look at that! They're fighting each other!
Wanna bet on which one you think is going to win? I'll take the ugly one.
And that one is?
The red one. Oh, that didn't go well.
Come on!
And then there was one.
My champion. Now, your reward.
What's it gonna do?
It's just an experiment. You may not make it, but if you do, you will be the most powerful lizard of them all.
Oh. This is going swimmingly.
You all right? What is that thing? Maybe our end.
In episode 7.
Yes. Half lizard, half dragon. All the strength needed to defeat the Power Rangers.
And yet you left.
Against them. I know just the thing. And soon, soon it will be in our hands. Thanks to Mr. Andrew Hartford himself.
Oh, the shield thing?
It was the weirdest thing. When we arrived, the lava lizards were fighting each other until there was just one left.
Sounds similar to some early tribal customs, where warriors of the same tribe would battle amongst themselves for riches or power.
Thank goodness we've evolved from there.
But we play games now.
I think I may have solved the drill blaster energy problem. First, I needed to find a dragon scale.
What?
You know, in Gaelic writings, it is stated that a scale from a dragon holds enough energy to light the world.
Exactly.
Dragons don't exist, and neither do their scales.
I beg to differ. There were reports of a magical dragon outside of a city called Briarwood. I purchased the scale from a record store owner, who claims it's a dragon called Fireheart.
Again,
comes, I'd like Mac to be the first to try it.
Mac, look, I can do anything he can do, and chances are I can do it better. I've proved myself over.
Big tie-in to Mystic Force. Nice.
I have the highest scores.
I know all of that, Ronnie. And
it's alright, Dad. Ronnie can go first.
Yes. Hey, Mac. You up for a game of foosball?
Not today. I'm trying to finish the book.
Well, you sure it's not that, you're afraid?
No, I'm not afraid.
Well, then you'll play with me. Come on, it'd be fun.
To be honest, Ronnie, you kind of take the fun out of playing any game.
Mr. Hartford has requested you join the other Rangers in escorting the Dragon's scale from the warehouse. He can't take the chance of it falling into the wrong hands.
Why didn't he contact them on the phone things?
Am I fun to play with?
Like a moldy bag of rocks, miss.
That's a nice way to put it, I guess. Not really.
I should have lied.
Himself is waiting for this delivery.
You know what would make it cool is if it was like, I don't know, one of the Rangers doing this. Although I do like the fact that they got it from a record shop owner. That's funny.
Look at that thing! Let's get out of here!
Well done. Now get our prize.
Well, that was dumb.
Yes.
Very lucky.
This is what you'll need.
Doesn't look anything like Fireheart, though.
Not so fast, Flame Boy.
That's right. That scale belongs to us.
We'll see about that. Volcar!
This is going well again. No. Ouch. Maybe that's why?
Hey, we heard him.
His back is vulnerable.
Leave him alone. You'll have revenge, Volcan.
It didn't do a very good job of scoping out like a place for this.
Stronger, but not strong enough.
Because Sentai footage has them at water. And Power Ranger footage has them.
There's no sign of Moltar, Mr. Hartford.
With not near water.
Dex, can you please call me Andrew? Every time you say Mr. Hartford, I look around for my father.
Got it. You want us to think of you as someone young.
Dang.
No sign of him here either. The northern quadrant is clear.
Keep looking. He'll show.
As soon as these gas cylinders ignite, it will get hot enough. And the scale will expand and wrap around your body. You will be invincible. Yeah!
Hey, Spencer. You got a minute?
So long as you don't want to whoop me at a game of anything, miss.
Okay, whoop. I admit it. I am a little competitive.
A marathon is a little competitive. You are the entire Olympics.
Well, so? I like to win.
I imagine it's not your winning that's the problem. Rather a matter of having to win at all cost that gets a bit old.
Oh, used the title in the episode.
In my day, playing
win a prize.
Fun. Winning was just what happened to one of the participants.
They found Moltar. I've got to go.
This her learning her lesson now?
Spencer.
I
You really should.
There's no sign of him.
There he is.
Look harder, Rangers.
Yeah, you're the guy with the vision. Lord.
You're too late. We gotta go.
That dialogue was not very good.
Big noises.
Big? Still not
good.
See, they used some Sentai, what you want to call it? Dialogue, I guess?
We had to get out.
What should we do?
Smash the building.
No, that won't stop the heat from rising. Think of something.
But yeah, that's how they call them on the, Sentai. The phone says that.
Number 8, cement driver, go!
A new Zord. This is how you introduce a new Zord. Just, hey, maybe we need a new one.
Adding a little gravel.
That's very little. Alright, I'm sorry, but this is not... not a great way to introduce a new Zord.
No,
okay.
What's happening? No. Volcan is the same. Where is my super lizard?
He's not coming. Hope you don't mind, but we took the scale before we left.
What? Are you kidding?
Kick into overdrive. Red Ranger.
Oh. Excuse me. Now they're going to do a roll call?
Kick into overdrive. Blue Ranger.
Kick into overdrive. Yellow Ranger. Kick into overdrive. Pink Ranger.
Call to adventure.
Except that part was American footage.
We're just getting started.
That should not hurt the guy. It wasn't hurting earlier.
Here you go, Ronnie. Thanks. We have the scale. Send the shield.
It's on its way.
Ooh, just big enough.
Got it. Mac, go on. Take it.
I think you deserve it, Ronnie.
Yeah, well, I've kind of been a bonehead about a lot of things.
I love all this nice stuff,
But will somebody please blast that thing?
Okay, here goes.
Defender vest!
Ready!
Can't stand the heat! Stay out of the furnace!
Well, we didn't know it had that mode before.
Drill blaster.
Now, do you think he could have done it without the defender vest if you have four other Rangers holding onto your back? Oh no! Uh-oh.
You know, it's not so bad. Anyone want to play another?
No!
Okay. Oh, we got a setup for the next episode?
Spencer, I think I found something.
Hopefully it's the papers to set me free from this indentured servitude.
No such luck, my friend. I think I've found where to start our hunt for the next jewel. The legendary Ho-Oh bird.
The Ho-Oh bird? Okay, quick question. I don't want to be nasty about it, but how did he think he found it before he'd actually turned to that page in the book? Okay, so here's what I did and did not like. I liked the action sequences, some of them. What I did not like was the sudden introduction of a new Zord out of nowhere. Max suddenly being able to hurt this lizard guy before getting the vest and using the drill. Preview of next time. But I did not like him suddenly being able to hurt the lizard guy, you know? And then, I don't know, that was a weird way for Ronnie to learn a lesson. Doesn't feel like she grew from this. Well, that's just me. Anyway, so that's going to do it for this time out. Next time, we will be watching, if you saw that screen. And if you didn't, that's because you're not on Patreon. Next time, we'll be watching Both Sides now. So until then, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Come on.